The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Elena Zardina and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
Phil Broberg. So, you know, when he was drafted, there was a lot of other players around him that maybe Edmonton Oilers fans would have liked, some offensive type players. But now you look at Broberg, you know, you look at teams that have success. I believe we need a large mobile defense corps. And you look at Nurse, you look at Bouchard, you look at Clefbaum, you look at Jones, you look at Bear. You know, there's a number of homegrown, and I use the key word there, homegrown defensemen that are coming up or have come up through the Oilers system who are contributing in a major way to this Oilers team. Major way. You still, like I said, got Bouchard, you got, you know, Samurakov, who's going over to play in Europe for this year, but he'll be back at some point. Does he play in the NHL? I'm not sure. But he's definitely a prospect. So now you got Broberg. And Broberg came over here and said, Ken Holland said the plan was for him to go home Friday or Saturday of this week, back and get to, I think it's Skellefteå or whatever team he's at in Sweden, go over there and play, start with their training camp and get themselves going and organize for their season. But, you know, it's worked out differently. Mike Green decided to opt out, which is his right. That opened a spot. And now Broberg, the way he's been playing and skating and competing in these training camp, has been impressive. And so now he gets to stay. And this is such a good thing for Broberg to be around these players that are, you know, there's elite level players. And he's seen how they attack, seen how quick they are, seen that, you know, how he has to be smart and have to be ready for him. And it's a quicker game than NHL. With no disrespect to the SHL or the AHL or to the KHL, all these leagues, there's really good hockey players, but the best players play in the NHL. And you got to be ready for every single shift, every single time you step on the ice against these guys. And he's finding that out in practice. What is it, or in this training camp. And this training camp is more intense than past training camps that we've seen. You know, guys are coming in. There's only NHL players. There's very few extras, and the extra oftentimes don't even practice with the main club. They're kind of like the Black Aces on their own, the second group, if you will. These guys know that playoffs start in just over a week, and they don't want to get knocked off in a play-in round. So they're going, they're working out, they're talking, they're intense, and this is a great moment for him to grow and learn from these guys. Now, does he get into games? That's a question that we're getting a lot of texts on all day today. You know, I can't predict injuries for this group, but if we all assume the Oilers have no injuries, which is probably the wrong assumption to make, but let's just assume that. I don't know that Broberg gets in, because that left side has Nurse, Jones. It can have Russell, Clefbaum. You know, there's quite a list there of guys on that left side that, you know, kind of have a spot. Now, if a good puck mover gets, you know, if something happens to Clefbaum, yeah, maybe you slide him in there because, you know, Broberg skates well and he's big, but he's never played an NHL game to jump in, whether it's round play in or round one, round two, round three, or, you know, God willing, God four or round four. I think that maybe there is an opportunity for him to get a little action. But, you know, all things being equal, as far as no injuries, I don't know that he gets in there right now, because that's a pretty tough spot to get into. And we know when the playoffs start, practice time goes down for the regulars. So now he's, you know, there won't be those full practices that he's having now to kind of keep adding to his experience of what it's like to play against NHL players. The good thing for him, though, and if I were the coaches and him also, I would try to line up against a Draisaitl or McDavid or Nugent Hopkins as much as possible, so I could see how these elite players play. So if I do get on the ice against a Jonathan Toews or a Kobyluk or a Kane in this play-in series, I can expect not maybe what they're going to do, but I can get an idea of what it's like to play against these top players. So it's only positive, people. That's basically what I'm trying to tell you. It's a very, very positive thing that we've seen here for Broberg. You should be excited. Now, does it mean that, you know, he's going to be on this team come the start of next season? I don't know. I don't know that. Where he is, he's obviously developing well. Maybe, let's say he stays here for as long as he's in the playoffs, and he goes back and joins his team for the Swedish league, and he finishes off that, has a good run there, and then he comes over the next year. So let's say a year from now, or just over a year from now, I guess, you know, like 13 months from now. You know, plays, if there's a World Juniors, all that type of stuff. I think it's a really exciting time for him. And for Oilers fans, knowing that he's coming, knowing that Ryan McLeod's coming, Tyler Benson, how does he fit in this mix? All those things are really exciting for Oilers fans, that there's homegrown talent coming. Something since I had the nighttime show 7 years ago, I'd said they need to draft and develop. I've been banging that gong. You can't fill your holes in free agency or big holes. I mean, you can fill in spots where required.